good morning, everybody. It is great to be in Harrisonburg. Thank you. And are you ready for an election in a week? Well, so am I. I thank you all for coming out this morning. I really appreciate it. Let's give her a great round of applause for Shelby for that great introduction. Is she not spectacular? And for all the JMU Young Democrats, give yourselves a great round of applause. And speaking of young JMU Democrats, I'd like to recognize my deputy campaign manager who has been traveling the Commonwealth with me for the last 5 years, but his biggest distinction, the former president of the student body of James Madison University, LeVar Stoney, who is actually here with us today. So I hear about the Dukes every day, folks. Trust me. And I'd also like to recognize our amazing state chair, Charnel Herring. I know Charnel is here with us and her outstanding leadership. I was so proud to recommend her to be our great state chair, and I was proud to say that we now have the first African-American chair in the history of the Democratic Party of Virginia. So I thank you, Charnel. And I also really want to thank my great friend, Delegate Clint Miller, who has worked incredibly hard for the Shenandoah Valley. Where is Clint? I want to stand up, Clint. Give him a great round of applause. As you know, our campaign has rolled out a historic amount of Republicans who have endorsed my candidacy, more than have ever done it before. But it's folks who have come together in mainstream, bipartisan way. 12 former legislators have endorsed us. The mayor of the largest city in Virginia, Virginia Beach, never endorsed a Democrat before. And actually, President Clinton and I made a little history last night. We had a little event for us last night at the home of George Bush's finance chair at the Republican National Committee. So, folks, it's all coming together. We're trying to get everybody to come together. But you know, folks, there have been a lot of scary headlines in Virginia recently. Sequestration, cuts, drawdowns, shutdowns. And the truth is that even as we worry about the future, many Virginians are still hurting from the Great Recession. While our economy has slowly been recovering, there are still too many Virginians today who worry every day whether they have access to health care and can afford education. Not all the lost jobs have come back from the Great Recession, and people are now working two or three jobs just to get by. With the new economic headwinds that we're facing, only adds urgency to what we need to do. I am running for governor of the Commonwealth of Virginia to create jobs for every hardworking middle-class family in Virginia. As a kid who grew up in a middle-class family, I understand these concerns. I understood at a young age that I was going to have to help pay for college. So I actually started my first business when I was 14 years old. I started paving driveways. With the help of my mom, I used to make her every summer answer the phone at our home, McAuliffe Driveway Maintenance, like we were this big conglomerate, you know. But I got some barrels of tar at Kmart and started out going around doing, with my little red wagon, doing driveways. And then the next year, I actually started doing parking lots. It's that opportunity to succeed is what we want to make sure that every Virginian has. For too many Virginians today, there are still too many obstacles. I am running with an incredible ticket. I am running for governor, but we have a great candidate running for lieutenant governor in Ralph Northam. And for Attorney General Mark Herring, folks, we have a great ticket running. But let me say this about our ticket. We are proud that we are Democrats. But we're also proud that our ticket is in the mainstream of Virginia. And this mainstream ticket is laser-focused on the issues that matter most to Virginians. Less traffic, great schools, and economic opportunity for all middle-class folks. Before we get into the important differences in this race, I wanted to take a moment to talk about a position that my opponent has taken that's been hard for a lot of Virginians to understand. In 2012, there was bipartisan support for the reauthorization for the Violence Against Women Act. It's a very important piece of legislation that helps local communities prevent and prosecute violence against women. Local prosecutors across the country praise it, and it's important on college campuses. It was first signed into law in 1994 by a president named Bill Clinton. Unfortunately, the reauthorization was being held up by congressional gridlock that's become all too familiar in Washington. So a bipartisan group of attorney generals wrote to Congress and urged them to pass the reauthorization. 47 out of 50 attorney generals, including very liberal Democrats and very conservative Republicans, came together to write that very important letter. They wrote that, quote, "Reauthorizing the Violence Against Women Act will allow us to continue to make progress and save lives," unquote. Ken Cuccinelli was one of three attorney generals who refused to sign that letter. Now, that was bad enough, but his excuses made things worse. He first claimed that he didn't sign on to support legislation that could be amended. Then we found out that that wasn't true, because he signed on to two other letters in that category. Then he claimed that he simply stopped weighing in on federal legislation. But that wasn't true either. So he's run out of excuses. But he still has not explained to the Virginians why he doesn't support reauthorizing the Violence Against Women Act. It's just one more issue where he is way outside the mainstream. And it's not just the Violence Against Women Act. Ken Cuccinelli has always focused on issues that divide Virginians, attacking women's health care access and the Social Security that you've paid into. Let me be clear. I am focused on the issues that bring Virginians together, improving education and creating good-paying jobs. The Tea Party ticket proposes an ideological and irresponsible plan that could lead to a budget crisis and devastating cuts to education. And recently, E.W. Jackson said that he and Ken Cuccinelli, listen to this, want to eliminate the corporate income tax in Virginia. Could you imagine what would happen with that? Our mainstream ticket thinks that the budget should be based on common sense, fiscal responsibility, and investing in our shared priorities, like the best education system. Their Tea Party ticket views bipartisanship as betrayal and oppose the transportation compromise that will allow us to start reducing gridlock for our families. Our mainstream ticket views bipartisanship as a necessity because issues like jobs, transportation, and education are not partisan issues. Their Tea Party ticket is proposing an education plan that would divert money away from the public schools. I promise you, as governor, we are not going to take any money out of our public schools, folks. Our mainstream ticket believes that we have to invest in schools, students, and teachers if we want our children to succeed. A few weeks after the 2012 election, Ken Cuccinelli gave a speech to discuss what had gone wrong for the Republican Party and what they needed to do to actually correct it. It was his first big appearance since he had secured the nomination for governor. He started out by attacking those who say that the Republican Party should try to appeal to the middle. He said Virginians don't want, don't need, and sure as heck cannot afford a more moderate Republican Party. Ken Cuccinelli went on to say that this election, right now in 2013, is about showing that conservatism isn't dead. Well, Mr. Cuccinelli, I say this election is about creating jobs for hardworking Virginia families. Folks, we create jobs and move Virginia forward by bringing people together and focusing on the right issues. When we know that the jobs of the future require specialized skills, we need to invest in our community colleges, which are the engines of workforce training in Virginia. I've been to all 23 community colleges in the Commonwealth of Virginia. We need to help workers gain new skills for a new economy, and that's what happens in our community colleges. But we've cut funding by 40% over the course of the last 5 years. We need to make sure that everybody in this room has access to financial aid so that you can afford to go to the institutions that you want to go to. The last thing I want is for any of you to graduate from college with a lot of debt and no job, and that's what I'm going to work on for you every single day as governor. When we know that science, technology, engineering, and math skills will be in high demand, we have to reform the standards of learning so that our schools are actually measuring progress on subjects instead of teaching memorization. And when you take average Virginia pay to listen to this, very important, folks. When you take average Virginia pay to average teacher pay, we rank 50th out of 50 states. Virginia is one of the wealthiest states in America. We need to pay our teachers what they deserve. So we can recruit the best and retain the best teachers. When we know there is still discrimination in the Commonwealth, we have to work hard to make sure that everyone is treated equally in the criminal justice system. And when you have served your time, you should regain your right to vote. When we know that 400,000 Virginians can gain health care access, life-saving care by accepting the Medicaid expansion, we must act. This is Virginia money coming back to Virginia. It will create 30,000 new jobs along the way. My opponent is opposed to accepting the Medicaid expansion. Last week, he actually called Medicaid, quote, outright welfare. It's similar to his view of Medicare and Social Security, which he said were created by bad politicians to make people dependent upon the government. Well, I have a message for you, Ken Cuccinelli. Millie McAuliffe is 91 years old. She has paid into Social Security her whole life. She is not dependent on the government. This is her money. She worked for it. She deserves it. So let's get this clear. He doesn't want to accept the Medicaid expansion. But then he complains about Virginians who, quote, clog up the emergency rooms. And he was the sole sponsor of legislation, which was opposed by the hospitals, that would allow emergency rooms to fingerprint individuals who could not pay their bills immediately. Fingerprint. I mean, what does that actually mean? He opposes getting 400,000 Virginians covered by bringing Virginia's money back to Virginia, but when those 400,000 Virginians have to seek medical care and go to an emergency room, they could be fingerprinted? Folks, who thinks like that? And you wonder why the Republican Lieutenant Governor, Bill Bowling, said of his own party, quote, this is not just the most conservative ticket, it is the most ideologically driven ticket than we have seen in the history of our state. So, folks, over the last days of the campaign, The Tea Party is going to spend their time on personal attacks on me and not on the issues that matter to Virginia voters. Because they know, as it relates to those issues, if this election is about the issues that matter to Virginians, guess what? They can't win. That's why I need your help now more than ever over the course of the next week. All of you in this room worked so incredibly hard in 2012. But even with the millions spent on television, everyone who really looked at last year's election understood that it was the grassroots energy and turnout that mattered most. For those of you in this room who worked hard in 2012 and haven't signed up yet, we need your help over the course of the next week. And for those of you in this room who are working hard on the campaign, we need you to dig just a little bit deeper. Don't worry about sleep over the next week. I always say, sleep when you're dead. You got plenty of time for that, folks. We need you over the next week. So over the next week, the most important thing we can do is face-to-face meeting with voters. It's important that they understand the stakes in the election that I just talked about and make sure that they have a plan to vote. The way we do that is through GOTV, Get Out the Vote. And I know everybody has seen this card here. People, let me see your cards. Who has cards? I want to make sure every one of you, very good, very good. Give this group a round of applause over here. They're the best with the cards over here. Folks, I need you to sign up 2, 3, 4, 5 shifts. This is important. It's so important that you sign these cards and you go out and make sure that people are actually going to vote. And you can sign up with our volunteers. If you get bored tonight, fire up terrymcauliffe.com. You can sign up on our website as well. I promise you this, folks. I promise you, if you help us over the next week, Ralph Northam, Mark Herring, and Terry McAuliffe, we will work our hearts out for you for the next 4 years doing the things we need to do to move Virginia forward. You know, I remember it got dark last November, just before 6 o'clock. I'd been asked by the president's campaign to go out to Montrose Elementary School in Henrico County. There were hundreds of people still in line. We wanted to make sure no one left. I went out, gave out hot cocoa, coffee, snacks, hand warmers. I stayed for a couple hours. It was dark and it was chilly. But you know what? Not one single person left that line. Not even families with school-age children. For them, voting was too important for their families, for their children, and their community. They were not about to let anyone silence them or take away their right to have their voices heard. Folks, we need that intensity again on November 5th. We need that intensity because we cannot allow Virginia to go backwards. We must ensure that Virginia continues to be a leader in higher education. We must attract the best jobs in the world. We must expand health coverage for the 400,000 Virginians. We must invest in education, our teachers, our parents, and our students. We must protect voting rights for all Virginians. We must be a state where gay Virginians are treated equally. And we must ensure that women have access to the quality care that they deserve. Are you ready to go? Thank you.